Good morning. You are on with Leonette and Monica, Partners in Shine, and today is Wednesday, February 25th, 2015. It is amazing that we are literally coming to the end of February and about to go into March. It feels like we just counted down and started the new year. So Monica?
I'm out here. Good morning.
And so as all of our listeners know, our goal is
to shine peace, love, harmony, light, and positivity on each and every one that we come in contact with. And that's why they call us Partners in Shine.
Exactly. And Monica, last week we had an amazing call with Dr. Celeste Owens, didn't we?
Phenomenal call. Yes.
That young lady, I'm just going to tell you, when we spoke to her earlier that week, I felt like it was a divine connection, you know,
yes.
That being the title of her fast going into these 40 days. And I know a lot of our listeners actually are participating in the fast. So, you know, at some point, I hope to hear their amazing stories just to see how and to hear how God is really moving in their life. But one of the things that we were talking about yesterday, because the fast just started on Monday, and the second day of the fast, the title of that day was Time, Effort, Reward.
Yes.
So time plus effort equals your reward. Right, Monica?
Yes, it is. It's so low, I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time hearing it. Forgive me.
So the time plus effort equals reward. And, you know, we were talking about how that can be a positive reward or
yeah.
a negative reward, correct?
Absolutely.
So I know a lot of our listeners, you know, have, just like anyone, you make New Year's resolutions, right? You have things, you set goals for the new year, for 2015. And, you know, the real question is, have you put time and effort into that goal, into getting that reward, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what's so key, I think, is as far as with time, that's something that all of us have. However, we cannot get it back. So time is something that we really, unless we seize it, we don't have control over what we don't seize, if you will. But we have control over what we do with it, and it's such a commodity. It's the only commodity, really, that we can never get back. It just goes away, and what do we do with that? But we all have the same amount of time. And then when we look at it with the effort, whatever we do, whatever level of effort, whether it's a little effort, zero effort, a lot of effort, or anywhere in between, it's going to reap some reward. And that's kind of what we are talking about is, what is your reward? What is what you're doing with your time? What is it going to reap? And that's why we're very excited about what we're doing. Because when you do something positive, of course, the reward will be positive. But unfortunately, the other side is just as well, because you're going to get a reward, period. Is it a positive or a negative reward? If you actually, you want to talk a little bit about that, Leonette?
I do. You know, the good book says, when you sow sparingly, you'll reap sparingly. But when you sow bountifully, you'll reap bountifully, right? So whatever we are putting our time and effort into the most is what we are going to reap bountifully. And, you know, a lot of times the goal, we have goals in the different areas of our life, right? We have financial goals. We have health goals. We have spiritual goals, right? We have mental goals, right? And the real question is how are you putting your effort into those things? So, you know, we are always trying to help our listeners and clients get into a better financial position. So
yes, for sure.
If you are making a budget, right, because you want to get out of debt and save some money, are you sticking to that budget, or are you still going out spending money on shoes you don't need, right, or on a vehicle that may not be the best interest rate for you, or maybe too much more than you can afford? So, and on the negative side, honestly, is, you know, even because, you know, out of the mouth comes the heart. What are we talking about? You know, are we talking fear-based things? Are we talking negative things? Are we gossiping? You know, do we spend our time watching a lot of television? What are we reaping, right? What are we putting our time and effort into? And
that's right. That's the reward.
Exactly. That, whatever it is, that is the reward. And, you know, a lot of times we have these very lofty goals for ourselves, right? We want some type of success in our work. You know, we may want to get a promotion,
right?
You know, or we may want to increase our income. But what are we doing for that? We bring the bad habits that we had from last year into the new year. So what are we doing different? I think that's the biggest thing. What are we doing different to get the reward we're looking for? Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense. It's funny because, as you say, when we come into the new year, a lot of people, you know, want to lose weight, and you'll see they join a gym membership or you know, a spa package or you know, some structured program, if you will, and even if you actually join the membership or get your membership, then it's a matter that's some effort. But then there's a matter of using it, of consistently getting up and doing something with that. So that's, you know, kind of really key, is you have to make up your mind about something, and then the effort that you choose to do, whatever steps you do, and then it's the consistency of it changing. So something like we were talking about with the fast is being in a finished place. So leaving that whatever that is behind you, and being able to move forward and drop, what do they call it, the stronghold? Is that what
yes,
it is, Leonette? The strong?
Yes, girl, the stronghold.
Okay, yes. Yes, dropping that stronghold to actually become a better you. I ask our listeners, especially our listeners, again, with the financial piece, are you still giving effort? Because a lot of times, you know, we're towards the end of February. We only have a few more days, believe it or not, for the second month out of 2015. I'm still getting used to writing 2015. A couple times I've been writing 1-4. But we're almost, like you say, finishing up the first quarter of the year. And what have you done for whatever reward you're looking for in your life? What is it? What effort have you put towards it? What we do know is time has passed. That's happened for all of us. Today is Wednesday, February the 25th for everybody on this line.
Absolutely.
Right? We all have the same time. Isn't that right?
Absolutely, we do. Absolutely.
Yes. So what effort has been put in? Have you actually joined your financial spa, if you will? And I say spa because it's nice to be pampered as well. You know, when you think of gym membership, that's sweat and a lot of hard work, sweat, and all goes with that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But when you go to the spa, they have the gym there too, okay? I say, how your financial spa? Have you gotten yourself on board for your own financial spa? That's what I'll ask our listeners. And if you haven't, what can they do, Leonette? They can call?
Listen, they can call us at the radio show. Okay, for our local listeners, they can call us at 410-481-1010. And for our listeners across the country and across the world, they can actually reach us at 1-877-704-1010. Okay, and for people that may want to talk to us when we are off air. Monica, can you give them our website?
Certainly. They can go to www.lmmoney.com. That's www.lmmoney.com. Or you can text the word LM Money to the number 76626. Again, text LMMONEY to the number 76626, and we'd be happy to give you a free consult on whatever it is that how we can help with your financial spa.
So listen, because this is a real freestyle, all right? This spa has taken my mind to another level, okay? when I consider going to the spa, because, you know, that was one of my resolutions for the new year is that, you know, Lynette knows how to work hard, but she does not know how to play hard or pamper herself, right? So
yeah.
I set a goal that I was going to get a massage, go to the spa, get a massage at least once a quarter, right?
Mm-hmm,
and
I
when
remember.
I consider going to the spa and the pampering, right, they literally do everything for you. You, from the moment you walk through the door, they take your hand and take you into a room and put on a very nice soft robe and slippers, and then they sit you down and give you something to drink, sometimes a glass of wine, depending on where you are, what time of day it is.
That's
and
right.
Then they, you know, they have the fire going, and, you know, they give you some nice fruit, some cucumber water, right? And then they take you through to whatever your service is. And it comes clear to me because when I consider, you know, our protection plan, right?
Yeah.
So we have this bundle of services that literally help you in your financial situation and with your whole lifestyle, honestly. And literally, when you get started, that's the same thing that we do, right? We walk you in. We say hello, right? We pull your credit. We formulate some letters. We go in and get your identity protected, right?
Yes, absolutely.
We literally treat you like the superstar VIP that you are.
That's it.
And I think that's one thing that we don't realize, and we being us the consumer, is that we are all superstar VIPs, and we should be treated like that in our life, right?
That's real. We're the ones that keep the economy going.
Exactly.
Believe it or not.
Our dollar.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You hear that, listeners? We are the VIPs. We are the ones that keep the economy going. You need spa treatment. Continue, my partner in shine.
Mm-hmm. And it's not, you know, it's not the people that you see on television, you know, on the reality shows, in the newspaper. It's you. It's the everyday person, okay? Because you doing what you're supposed to do, going out, feeding your family, right? Clothing them, housing them, putting them through school. That's what runs the economy. But we don't realize that. And we allow people to tell us and make us feel like we're less than what we are.
Mm-hmm.
So our credit score, right, and in this day and age, your credit score is literally like a vital sign.
Yeah.
It's being monitored at all times, isn't it? We allow that number to put us in a bad situation, less than what we deserve, right?
Yeah.
So instead of, because, you know, we've had listeners that are like, oh, we need to get away from the credit, following this credit score. But that's the game that we're playing right now. So we just need to know how to play the game. So getting that score into a position that reflects the superstar VIPs that we are literally puts us ahead of the game, and we'll put, you know, $300 to $400 back in our pocket a month on the average bills that we pay alone. Isn't that correct, Monica?
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And so we are actually about to go to break, and when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this protection plan spa that we are offering and the pampering to our listeners. So on the other side, we'll talk more about that, but you are on with Leonette and Monica.
Partners in Shine.
Hello, hello, hello. You are back on with Leonette and Monica.
Partners in Shine.
And this segment of our show is being brought to you by the Divine Order Network. And what is their goal, Monica?
Of course, Our goal is to show you how to put money back in your pocket. Anybody out there need more money in their pockets?
Absolutely.
That's it. Contact us at www.lmmoney.com. That's www.lmmoney.com. Or text the word LMMoney to the number 76626. That's LMMoney to the number 76626. We look forward to helping you.
Wonderful. And for people that would like to talk to us in the studio here today, for our local listeners, our number is 410-481-1010. And for our listeners that are out of the area, our number is 1-877-704-1010. Now, I believe that we have some callers. Is that correct, Monica?
I don't think so.
Okay, that's okay. You know what? I put it out there. We're about to have some. So
I know. That's the first thing is speaking it.
Exactly. Speak truth to power. So
yes, yes. We like to hear, too. What is your reward? So people that understand what we're talking about with the time and understanding the concept of time and not wasting it, not letting it just go by us, if you will, not misusing it or squandering it or taking it for granted, and that you've done some things with your, with the effort and the rewards that you've gotten, or even on the other side, I'd like to say. And then that, forgive me, I know you may have wanted to go in another direction, but I'm not sure that I was clear. I just want to say that we, even if you don't do anything, because we talked about like what to do with the spa, well, I did anyway, and losing weight and that type of thing. But what happens when you don't do anything? What reward you get? The reward of overweight, of high blood pressure, of even maybe heart disease or heart attack, or the list can go on and on and on. But if whatever effort that we put in, whether it's from zero to a million and anywhere in between, we will get a reward, and where is yours? So if there are any callers out there that want to share what they have done, definitely give us a call. Back to you, Leonette.
Oh, no, that's great. That's great because, you know, pulling all that together a couple of years ago, in 2011, you know, my father passed, and he was a very young man. He had just turned 60 in December, and he passed in February the following year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I remember thinking that it was such a loss because, you know, the time was cut so short. And I know that he didn't do everything that he wanted to do in his lifetime. So, you know, I was like, I'm not going out like that. And right. What I consider, you know, people make these New Year's resolutions. My resolution every year, literally at the beginning of the year and on my birthday, that's in June, so it's halfway through the year, is how would I live if this was my last year to live, right? Mm-hmm. So would I think that I had this commodity of so much time to waste? No. I would do those things that I know I needed to do and those things that I wanted to do. You know, you want to put your family in a position. So do you have 5 years to really pay off debt? You know, do you have 5 years to put them in the home they deserve? Do you have 5 years to get your children in a position where they can get higher education, you know, without paying so much for it? Or what if you just had 12 months to do that? So the time, just, you know, the picture I had in my head when you said time is a commodity. You know,
yes.
It is the only commodity that we cannot get back. It's the only commodity that you cannot recreate, right? Because in the lab, you know, if you put the right atoms together, you can recreate water. You can recreate oil, silver,
that's
and
right.
gold. But you cannot recreate your time. You never get that back.
That's right. It's irreplaceable.
And so when you consider what are you doing with yours, what are you doing to really achieve those things that you want to achieve? And I know, you know, we always have this conversation with people that we talk to. It's just, you know, we've been through a very tough economic time
yes.
in this country, right, in the last 8 years, a very tough economic time. And
mm-hmm.
you know, even with the fast, talking about closing the chapter, you know, we've been in our wilderness.
Yes.
Right? And
yes.
sometimes you don't believe that your promise is on the other side.
It's hard to believe when you're in the wilderness. Those trees overcoming you. It's so hard to believe.
Right?
That's right.
And, however, your promise is there, but you have to take some steps to get to it, right? Because if you consider the children had to, they had to come out of the wilderness, right? They had to move through. They had to do, what God told them to do. And that's another thing is things come to you for a reason. And we have to be obedient. That was one of the things that Dr. Celeste said last week, that God's love language is obedience.
Yes.
Right? So if we're getting on this radio station every Wednesday morning and we're telling you there is a way, for you to overcome your situation financially, credit-wise, estate planning-wise, you know, we're telling you that. However, because, you know, this year we've been making a call of action, haven't we, Monica?
That's right.
So we're telling you that, but the movement's not there.
The career opportunity, we're even hiring people.
Exactly.
And we've had some calls for that as well, so which has been very exciting for all parties involved. So wherever you are, not just in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
So feel free to reach out to us.
Because we know that, you know, a lot of people are just dissatisfied.
Yes.
Again, in their wilderness. They maybe just have had to take a job because they needed to make ends meet. Or, you know, they had a supplemented income,
mm-hmm.
right? But it's not what their heart sings to do. You know, we all have a song inside of us. And a lot of times what we do for money is not what our heart sings, if that makes sense. So even just talking to the people that have called us about our career opportunity, because we really allow people to bring their skills to the table, as well as teaching them a new set.
Yeah.
And, you know, in this economy, this new economy where there's no such thing as job security, literally creating something for themselves and their family, you know, mm-hmm. building equity within themselves.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, we are all US Incorporated, aren't we?
That's it. US Incorporated. Not the United States, but us.
Exactly.
You.
When they say you go about the business of life, right, that is not what you, like, the business of life is literally running your life like it's a business.
Exactly.
Right? So, yes. So we have marketing, right? We have to market ourselves. We're always selling. We have our accounting department, right? We have our HR department, our human resources.
Right,
we have all those things in US Incorporated.
That's right. Yeah,
and
US includes your family. Yes, that's your staff, you know?
Exactly.
Yes, your children, your spouses, your siblings, your mother, your father.
Like, you consider pulling schedules together, you know, we all can play personal assistant sometimes, right? Executive assistant, right?
Yes.
Getting the kids' schedules together, getting our own schedules together, getting lunch together, you know. The business of us, the business of our life, and unfortunately, coming through the traditional school system, we were underprepared for that.
Oh, gosh. Yes, underprepared, and still are. The systems, they're still not teaching how to do the best for us in Incorporated.
Exactly.
On purpose.
So
yes.
With that being said, you know, one of the things that we offer outside of the protection plan spa, right, because that's getting the accounting department together, getting that portion together, but also, you know, getting the department of our spirit, the department of our hearts, the department of our minds, right? Because those are separate departments as well.
Spirit, your heart, and your mind. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
It's so important to get those departments together as well, those business units, if you will, because if those aren't together, it's very difficult to get the other stuff together, right?
Absolutely.
So, what we're able to teach the people that come and work with us is you know, we just like to call it getting your mind right. Getting your mind right.
Getting your mind right. That's
getting
right.
over those fears, getting over those limitations that somebody else put on you. And, you know, I know we kind of started this off on one angle, but, you know, I feel led, Monica.
Follow the spirit. That's how we roll. You know my partner in shine. That's how we roll.
So we are all worthy because he is in us. However,
say that one more time,
please. Allowed people to make us believe that we are less, and believing that you're less is actually puts you in these precarious positions of, number one, buying things that you can't afford, right? Feeling like you need a McMansion, or you need the $50,000 car, or that you need to go and get a degree at some school that you can't even use in the workforce, right? Feeling unworthy also makes us settle for things in our lives, settle for that 9-to-5, you know, because we feel like it's safe to get a check, or settle for positions, again, that we don't like.
That's right. Feeling unworthy, and if I can say this, because, you know, we had this show last week about the surrender fast and invited our listeners to join us in addition to our group, our team across the country. God has just opened up so many things, okay? So, and I just have to say, the spirit of feeling unworthy will have you believe lies. Like, we had a sister, it cost really nothing to participate in the fast. And she listened to the call and listened to the show and went to the website and thought it was $300 to participate in this fast. And I'm like, my sister. So she didn't start right away. Luckily, we reached out. But that's Satan making her think, because she's so used to saying, I can't afford this. I'm broke. I don't have it. And I said the B word. I don't use that B word often, but I'm saying it for my listeners to understand what the point is when you're constantly saying that over and over again, and you're going into each year over and over, I'm going to do something different, but you're stating these things, Satan will have you believe, and I say Satan, the bad spirit, the evil, whatever it is, whatever that demon is, it's a spirit of negativity, I'll say, okay? Will have you believe that you can't afford things that really don't cost anything but time and effort for your reward. Back to you, Leonette. Thanks for letting me share.
No, that is so powerful because it's so true. And, you know, even when you consider, as you look forward, you know, you're going into your year, and that habit of the B word, I'm broke, so you look at something and you think, you know, I may want to take a vacation, right? Or your children come up and they're like, I want to go to summer camp. And you're like, we can't afford that. Instantly, that's your thought.
Right.
You know, because that's ingrained. As opposed to saying...
Brainwashed.
Right? As opposed to saying, how can we afford it? You may not see the money in your account right now, but... the question is how. So you set the vision and you allow it to come. And because
we universe to work.
Exactly. And because we, again, are so accustomed to negativity, to doubt, to fear, we don't allow ourselves to be open to the possibility. That's what I'm looking for, being open to the possibility, which goes back to what we've been talking about as far as just getting your affairs in order. Like, wouldn't it be amazing if you started out today with a 500 credit score and by this time next year you had a 750? Would that be worth it? Like, if that was your last year alive, would that be worth it when you consider everything that you could accomplish with a 750 credit score?
Wow. Wow. That would be simply amazing. It would be more amazing, just to keep it real, you know me, it would be more amazing for a 750 credit score if you had more years to use it. How about that? Okay?
Fair enough.
If you didn't live through it, who cares? I'm going to just keep the credit score means nothing in the spiritual world. We have eternal life. So that's why all in line with doing that. You have to be in line with the right spirits. You know, I have to add that, okay?
No, it's okay. Because if you consider as you're going through the year, right? So let's
yes.
say by August it was 700, though.
Mm-hmm.
And you had some time to get some things in order for your family. You had a time to get, you know, that line of credit
yeah.
where you could invest in some property, right? Where you
the life
could
insurance
invest in
policy
a
at a decent rate.
Mm-hmm. We had an amazing call a couple of weeks ago just about how maybe 100 years ago, you know, you consider 1915, how we had more business owners in the African-American community than we do today, right? And they were in a segregated time, right?
Right.
So consider if you had the resources to go and build something for your family that 100 years from now, they could look back and be like, wow, Grandma and Grandpa hooked us up.
Oh, that's right. And actually, it's time for break.
Let's go to break. So we are going to go back. I'm sorry. I really
no,
got
you're not sorry at all, sister.
I know we're
not at all.
To the end of Black History Month. Actually,
nowhere near it.
But we are going to finish up with this on the other side of the break. So you
absolutely.
Are on Lynette Monica.
Yes. Partners in Shine.
Hello, hello, hello. You are back on with Lynette Monica.
Partners in Shine.
And we have been having an awesome conversation here this morning just about what we deserve, honey, what we deserve.
Yeah, well, you got good stuff coming out.
Absolutely, absolutely. So if anyone would like to join the conversation, and you are local to us in the Baltimore, Washington area, our number here is 410-481-1010. And for people who are across the country and across the world, our number here is 1-877-704-1010. And if you would like to talk to us one-on-one outside of the radio show, Monica, you want to give them my information?
You can go to www.lmmoney.com. That's LMMONEY.com. Or you can text from your phones, those nice smartphones or even cell phones. You can text LM Money to the number 76626. That's the word LMMONEY to the number 76626, and get in touch with us, and we'll be happy to do a free consult. And actually, we have a caller. We have Charles on the line.
Okay. Good morning, Charles.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good morning. Welcome.
Yes. You said what we deserve, right?
Mm-hmm.
What? Right. Well, you say what you deserve.
Yeah. That's what y'all talking about, what we deserve?
We say no. Well, let me say this. When you say what you deserve, it's that really your reward. Because a lot of people don't even realize what they deserve, Charles. They don't even realize that part.
I know what we deserve. We deserve to have services like yours for free because we pay for those things through our taxes and through other entities. And also, your services should be something that should be geared towards the government, because it is the city and the state that has more problems than any individual citizen dealing with finances, dealing with accountability, you know, dealing with just doing a simple
mm-hmm.
audit or, you know, fraud protection. You know, when you have millions and millions and almost billions of dollars that just keeps winding up missing and just, you know, arbitrarily can't be accounted for, you know, we look up to the government, you know.
Really? You look up to the government, Charles? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they got us. They're the ones that govern this nation. So if you don't look up to your leaders, then, you know, what are we doing here? You know, we look up to our leaders, we pay our taxes because we expect our leaders, our politicians, those in place to be an example of what we should be doing. You know, what the state and the city should be doing should be an example, a mirror to show the citizens that they should be doing the same thing. So if the city is in the green, then the state should be in the green and the people should be in the green. But it seems like it's a great divide. You know, the
yes.
people keep
there
saying,
you go.
They keep telling us, people, get your finances in order. when it comes to the state or the city, they keep telling us, mind your business, but that is our business. So it seems like, you know, we are being ignored. You know, we deserve to have people that actually do their job. We deserve to have companies like yours help them to do their job and to make sure they're doing it good. You know, those are the ways that we save money. Those are the ways we reduce taxes. Those are the ways we don't have all these burdens on top of us, because it seems like the only thing we deserve is to be sold another service. Everything is being sold to us, all the things that used to be free within the government, but now they're being sold to us. So we got to pay for things 5 and 6 and 7 times while we pay taxes too. That's not what we deserve. We deserve fair treatment, and we're not being treated fair as citizens of the city, state, or the United States. Thank you.
Definitely appreciate your comment.
Thank you for calling, Charles. Mm-hmm.
He has some powerful points.
Yeah, he did. He did. And what I always like to say is, accept nothing and question everything. First of all, there you go.
And if you're looking up to the government as your higher power, then you need to change that. If they, especially with what Charles says, that's so true. So it's very true. So when you see something wrong with what who you're looking up to and who you're looking for your deliverance from, then you need to do something different. If the government is not modeling what you want and see, then why should you expect anything from them? You understand?
Absolutely.
You know, and I can feel Charles, and I get that. I get exactly where his calling is, where his heart is coming from. But that's just an eye-opener to, hopefully he's hearing this and our listeners, is something is wrong with the government and the way that it has been conducting its business for a while. It has gotten away from how it was supposed to be. So how can they still be the ones to lead us and to make a change in our lives? And why should we wait for anybody to give us anything for free? Let me say this. Nothing is free. There's nothing in this world that's free. You're either going to pay in time or you're going to pay in money or both. Nothing is free. So what do you want to pay in? That's the real thing. And Leonette, you know, I get real strong on this because, you know, I kicked the government to the curb a long time ago, Charles. I just want you to know. And I'll be 50 this year. So I feel you, my brother. And when I realized they weren't the ones and they didn't have my best interests at heart, then that's when I said, okay, I have to do something different. And that's when I looked to my higher power, my Lord. And it's been a wonderful, wonderful ride. Okay, thank you, my partner. Shine, back to you.
No. And this is what, when you consider leadership, right, the real question is, what are they leading you to?
There you go.
So, first of all, the great thing about government, you know, it's the political arena, and you have the opportunity to vote them out, in and out, every 2 to 4 years. So if they are not doing what you want them to do, you have a voice, number one. Number two, it is not the government's goal, really, to put money back in your pocket. When they take your taxes, you know, and I feel Charles as well, because you consider all the money that we pay in taxes, is, you know, federal taxes, state taxes, local taxes, town taxes, water taxes, whatever, right? Sales tax. And we're not getting what we feel like we should be getting. But your taxes aren't for you to get what you feel like you should get. Your taxes are for the government to do what they want to do with it. So the great thing about us, because we are in a democracy, you know, we are in a representative republic, a republic wrapped in a democracy, right? That's why you pay for things, because that's what makes our economy go. So if you want certain things, you will pay for them. That's what wealthy people know. They pay for what they want. However, they also know the game. So they're not relying on the government. They influence the government.
Influence the government. Thank you. Go.
And so I know we have, because our base is the Baltimore area, and I lived in Baltimore City shortly for about 2 to 3 years. So, you know, I'm very clear on what's going on down there. I'm very clear on the economy is changing. You know, people have a skill set that they really can't use in the job market anymore, right? Areas where homes used to have a lot of equity, it's going down. They're not getting the services that they feel like they deserve. But number one, use your voice. You know, you need to go to your whoever your representative is in the government and let them know that you're pissed off, period.
Yes.
But number two, you need to do something to get your house in order. See, that when I go back to, because on the front end of the break, I was saying about how in 100 years ago, we had more business owners, right, in a time when we were in a segregated country. And what African Americans knew at that time was that no one was going to take care of us because the country was overtly oppressive and aggressive with us. So we knew that we had to do whatever we needed to do for ourselves. So we took personal responsibility, right? We created in our communities a place where, number one, we held ourselves high to education and learning.
Yes.
Number two, we held ourselves high to entrepreneurship and offering each other work. See, we didn't have to go out somewhere and beg for a job because Mr. Smith next door, you know, he fixed the shoes. And Miss Jenkins down the block, she cooked the cakes, right? And so everyone that needed shoes fixed or cakes cooked went to those two individuals. And that kept our dollar flowing through our community, okay? We recycled that dollar about 10 times 100 years ago. And what happened is that with consumerism, with companies earning money, because we are the most highly investigated and surveyed people in the country, African Americans. So what they recognized was they were losing out on our dollar. So they integrated us so they could take our money. Right, they didn't necessarily integrate us because of civil rights. They didn't integrate us because they felt like we deserve it. Oh, we've been so bad to them. Let's let them in. No, they knew we had money.
That's right. And this is 10:44, my partner in shine.
Well, let's go to the break.
And we have callers on the line as well. We'll get to you after the break.
Perfect. So you're on with Leonette and Monica.
Partners in shine.
Hello, hello, hello. You are back on with Leonette and Monica.
Partners in Shine.
And just before the break, it's amazing how fast this hour goes.
Yes, it does. That's that time that we all have.
Bananas. So before the break, I was just talking about, you know, the reason 100 years ago why we had more business owners and, you know, with integration and how everything comes down. It's not, you know, the color that we think it's about is black or white or brown, or it's about green.
Okay? Right.
So green. Back to what Charles calling in and talking about, you know, services we shouldn't have to pay. The voice that we have is really the voice of our dollar, and we need to wield that voice powerfully because that's what people understand in this country. But we have a couple of callers. So
we do, and before the callers, just to let our listeners know,
we're
all worthy of having the dollars, the green dollars, not from the government giving it to us, but God has given us what we need to earn, make, and keep what we have, and have our money go out and make money. So I just want to make sure we have that point. But please, have our callers come on.
Absolutely. I believe we have Maggie on. Good morning, Maggie.
Good morning. Peace and blessings to both of you.
Amen, and welcome, Maggie. Thank you.
I have to say, Charles was speaking from understanding, and that understanding can be learned by reading the Declaration of Independence that says, endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these, Now, would you believe green is the color of nature? Green is the color of nature. And you already pay the price when you exhale and give nature your CO2. And nature gives you its H2O. That's called a fair exchange, no robbery. Now, if we really understood the beauty of creation, the beauty of nature, the wonders, and understood what God really is, and not put God in a box,
right,
then we know nobody ever gives us anything.
Thank you.
Amen. Are you there?
Amen, yes, my sister.
You.
Yes,
okay,
let me tell you
this real quick. When you say leader, you just violated what Christ said.
Thank
Christ
you.
Said, Christ said, call no man your leader. And only one is the teacher. So who is that? That's the spirit that each one of us has within us.
Yes.
It teaches us. Now, what is the problem? You give money, tax dollars, to representatives. And if they're misrepresenting, that's a criminal. That is a criminal offense against
right.
the public. Public education. Have you ever seen that word federal? Like federal dollars?
Mm-hmm.
Federal, yeah.
Yeah, like the federal government. You've seen
yes.
that, right? Okay. So if you look at that word federal and you wonder, well, how did they put that word together? It's almost like feed the light to the people.
Wow.
And then we wouldn't be sitting around here allowing ourselves to be pitted against each other with these words they put in our mouth. Like, I don't want anybody to give me nothing. You better check out what your government is doing with your tax dollars to people who couldn't care less about America, couldn't care less about human beings. Now, I'm going to go with this if you don't mind. Remember when the banks were being bailed out, and first they said they would give the banks $700 million. This is free.
Right.
Your tax dollars. Now, I think it's like 300 and some million people in America, like Martin Luther King said, give them each $1 million, they will still be consumers.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Pay
That's
attention,
right.
love. They are playing tricks called pit the people against the people, and we will steal their tax dollars because even their children pay snack tax and don't get education. Peace
Ooh.
To you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you for your call, Maggie. That was powerful.
I'm going to just tell you, okay, because Maggie hit so many points in that call. And
yes, she did.
I feel like the main point is knowing who it comes from. You know, a couple of years ago, you and I had a conversation, and it's like, you know, your money, your abundance, your everything, it may appear as though, you know, you're getting money from work, right, or you're getting money from a person, you're getting money from a bank.
Right.
But it really comes from the spirit. And trusting of that, see, that's the thing that we don't do. We don't trust the spirit. So we have this fear and doubt about things coming to us, which actually blocks it from coming to us. You know, as the book says, they didn't enter because of their disbelief, right?
Right. Hey.
And, you know, with the government, and yes, we pay our tax dollars, and just when I say what they're leading you to, we have to understand what the goal of government is. You know,
right.
even the goal of the school system. The goal of the school system is not to create critical thinkers. It is to create employees. It is to teach you how to follow and regurgitate what they tell you. And if you do that really good, they'll pass you along, and then that means that when you get into the workforce, you'll do what they tell you to do and regurgitate what they said.
Yeah, that's right.
Right?
Which keeps their dollars flowing.
So what are they leading you to? That's the thing. When you look at leadership, what are they leading you to? Again, accept nothing and question everything, okay? And I know we have
Fred
on the phone, so can we bring him in?
Hello, ladies.
Good morning,
Fred. Welcome,
Fred.
You girls are such a refreshment, I tell you.
Thank you so much. How are you today?
You're pointing in the right direction.
We appreciate you, Fred.
Yeah, let me ask you, Uncle Fred. Let me ask you the other question. Do you are y'all politicians? I mean, what political party you belong to?
Wait,
I'm
an independent.
Are
we politicians?
Just to let
you know.
Yeah.
Do y'all belong to any political association?
We don't. Mm-mm.
No.
Nope.
I wish you girls would move to Baltimore because we need to get you guys on the air every day, trying to bring this message about knowing who you are and empowering yourself and realizing that there's only one giver. And the book says, you know, we have to learn, though, that the book says, bless is the giver, not the receiver.
Mm.
So we have to learn to give more of ourselves. And you girls are really trying to put that message out there that we need to really think about how we commit ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to thank you girls for being there.
Thank you, Fred. And thank you
for
listening.
We appreciate that, Fred. Thank you.
And I'm just
going
to sing my song to you. Can I sing a little? No, I'm just kidding. Go right ahead. Thank you for that. Thank you.
Bye, Fred.
Thank you for having me on,
Thanks for calling. Keep listening, sir.
Now, I know
we have Corey on the line as well.
Yes, and I want to make sure we get him in. So can we bring Corey in?
The last caller, Maggie, everything she said, it wasn't facts at all. It wasn't no facts to it. I'm telling you, that my creation proclamation from Martin Luther King, she was right on that, but a lot of stuff she said was and she can call back, but she's sitting there with no facts and y'all agreeing to it. Y'all don't even know what y'all was agreeing to. You understand what I'm saying?
No, I know exactly what I'm agreeing to, Corey. Because I've lived it, brother. I've lived it. I know exactly what I'm agreeing to. I want you to know that, okay? That the leaders are not the government. That's what I want you to know. We don't follow the government and wait for them to give us stuff. Because what they give us is like master portioning out what he wants us to have. No, God has a bigger and better plan for us, Corey. Okay? So I know exactly what I'm agreeing to. And I know that when you look to him, a higher power, mine is God. Whatever your higher power is, brother.
Can I say something?
And
I
hope way more.
Can I say something? Can I say something? And I hope she called back. Because all that stuff she was saying didn't have no proof or concrete proof to it, and y'all was agreeing on it.
So I'm asking, this is Leah Nat, so what specifically are you talking about, Corey?
When she was talking all that jingle jungle stuff about Martin Luther King and 300 million people, all that was false. She's making that stuff up. There's nowhere in the world that she can calculate that in that time frame.
Well, no, I thought she was talking about when we bailed out the bank. She was saying
the
government gave them money.
That's what I mean. Y'all was listening and grand and stuff that y'all didn't even understand what she was talking about. She was never talking about none of that. She was talking about the numbers that Martin Luther King was talking about back in 68.
No,
back
she in the said 60s. About there being 300 million people. She quoted him on that number. That's what she said. That he said.
If she was to call back, she will sit back and lie to y'all again. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Corey. So listen.
Appreciate your call and your passion, brother.
Mm-hmm.
I'll
be
with
passion,
you.
Let me tell you. So
we do have one last caller, Eric, on the line to let you know, too.
Okay, let's bring Eric in.
Eric?
So maybe we lost Eric.
Hello.
Hi, Eric.
Welcome.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear us?
Yes, thank you. I just wanted to lift up, there was a mention of education. And I wanted to mention higher education. Today is the National Adjunct Professors Walkout from all colleges and universities, including our local major university, Morgan State University. Just lifting up that the universities are now employing a tactic where they're employing adjunct professors who are teaching the students and not giving them the quality higher education that they deserve. And today is the national walkout for adjunct professors at all national universities in the United States. And I just wanted to lift that up.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you so much for calling.
Definitely.
See, that's the one great thing about our listeners. Not only are they passionate, they call us up and give us some current events, honey.
Exactly.
So, how do we want to close this out? Because I feel like we have had an amazing conversation today, Monica.
Time plus effort equals your reward.
And what do you want your reward to be? You know, do you want, no, I'm going to actually take a step back. So time plus effort equals your reward, which is really your promise. So I kind of touched on this earlier. So we, a lot of times, see each other in our wilderness, right? We feel ourselves in our own wilderness.
That's right.
But it's time for us. We are at a point where we are able to walk into our promise, which is our reward. So let's put the time and effort in so we can get that reward, which is our promise. And with that being said, we look forward to talking to everyone next Wednesday. You are on with Leonette and Monica.
Partners in Shine.